Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward. I'm Amy Kay, and today's special guest is our lovely mayor, Diana Broderson. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, let's just dive right in, because I already have a few questions from a few people regarding some stuff that's coming up here this summer. But what kind of news do you have for us right now about COVID and Muscatine and going forward at this point?
Oh, goodness. It changes every day.
Yes.
It really does. Right now, as you know, Muscatine County is one of the 22 counties that have not started to open yet.
Right.
And we are certainly making sure that we're closed through May 15th, all of our businesses that are impacted by this, because that's what the last governor's order was. And she will give us some more information before May 15th. Unfortunately, our numbers are not improving. In fact, yesterday we lost more lives in Iowa than we have since this started on any one day, and that's terribly sad.
Right.
And our numbers for Muscatine were terrible yesterday. We had 28 new cases. We've lost 16 people in Muscatine County to this horrible virus, and unfortunately, that's probably going to increase. And it's so sad to think of just putting number values to people's lives.
Right.
And so I always try to stop and think and remind people that we're talking about a loved one here, someone with a life and a history and people who love them and are sad and grieving now. And boy, it sure doesn't look promising for us. But there's hope out there that this is going to pass. It's just not passing as fast as any of us would have hoped.
Right. Well, that's the question, too. So, like, you know, by May 15th, do you believe in your heart of hearts that this kind of, for us, still with the lockdown, do you see that going into June, possibly into July?
Just by the numbers? Based on what I've seen, based on some of the reports that I've gotten, I will be surprised if, and I've been surprised before, so that's nothing new, but I would be surprised if Governor Reynolds opens up Muscatine County following May 15th. I believe with all of the things that we have going on in our county, certainly we have another long-term care facility that has an outbreak. We have the meatpacking plant in Muscatine County. I think we're probably looking at longer than May 15th, but as I've said, that's just my guess based on what I've seen and the reports that are sent to me. But so I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody really knows that answer right now. I don't even think the governor knows that answer right now.
Right. Well, and then she's meeting with the president today, too.
She is.
Yeah.
And basically that's about the meatpacking plants, because that doesn't just impact Iowa, but that impacts our entire country.
Yes.
And so it's critical. And that supply chain issue has got to get fixed.
Yes.
You know, that's something that we've got to work towards. And so I know that's some of the things that they'll be talking about today. But I don't think that Muscatine County has started to improve yet.
Yes.
We kept hoping that it would be next week and next week and next week. But as those weeks have come and gone, here we sit and we're still seeing terrible numbers.
Well, that's so. Kind of goes hand in hand with what I have been observing personally, even having to run to Walmart for bread, let's say, because mm-hmm. they're out of it at Hy-Vee mm-hmm. or something.
They're
doing it at Walmart is great. You know, they're making sure that they can see who's all coming in, who's wearing masks, who's not. What I noticed yesterday was that I saw a great deal of people with masks on, but then I saw a ton of people who, again, refusing social distancing, refusing masks. And we're seeing all across the country people that are protesting this kind of thing. What would you say to that, to the people of Muscatine at this juncture, especially with seeing those numbers? Could you just impart that important information about?
Oh, sure. I am just appalled when I see the people who are demonstrating and saying that they want everything to be opened back up right now. Yeah. As I mentioned before, we're talking about lives here. And I don't understand why people would not follow the safety guidelines. I mean, this is your loved ones. These are people that you know that right. could lose their lives because you don't want to wear a mask. I mean, I try not to be hardened about it, but I haven't even stepped foot in Walmart.
Yes.
Nor would I. I do all my ordering online. We love their drive around and pick up, so you don't have to have any contact.
Right.
I mean, you should do everything that you possibly can to keep the virus as far from you and your loved ones as you can, and that protects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that the way the governor rolled out a lot of her declarations, she left that little bit of wiggle room in there that these are recommendations,
yes,
not mandates. And that really makes it difficult, and it makes it easier for people who want to think that the rules apply to everybody but me.
Yes.
that makes them have that wiggle room so that they don't do that. And the biggest thing that I say to people is, if you want to have this gone faster, follow the guidelines. That's what's going to get us to the other side the quickest.
Yes.
And when people flaunt their nose and they don't, I went out and I put this on Facebook in one of my updates on Monday. We went out and we only do the online pickup at Walmart, or we do grocery delivery through Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm.
I order anything online. When it comes to the porch, then I just have them leave it on the front porch, and then we go get it after they're gone and sanitize everything before it comes in the house.
Right.
And we wear a mask if we come anywhere near anyone else. But the first time that I've broken any of the stay at home,
mm-hmm.
unless you absolutely can't, is we wanted to go down and get bedding plants on Saturday morning because it was such a beautiful
yes.
weekend, and we wanted to work on that. And I just could not believe the amount of people that I saw without a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I had our masks on, and I was like, oh my goodness, why would you not? I just can't understand why you would not go take that extra safety measure, because it's not just you. It's those people that you love, those
right.
people that are around you. And it is so, it's so aggravating because we are not seeing our kids and our grandkids and our friends and mm-hmm. our parents. I haven't seen my parents since this started, because we're sacrificing because we want this to be over. But when other people don't do that, it's very frustrating.
Right. It kind of holds up the entire process.
We want this gone.
Yes.
We want this behind us so we can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way. That's the best way to do it. But, you know, you're just always going to have those folks who don't listen, who think the rules don't apply to them, or you can't believe, I've had people contact me that this is all fake news and
yes.
there's really no coronavirus.
And
the politicians are just trying to, you know, sway us into, oh, do what we say. I'm like, oh my goodness. But, you know, you have people who say the Holocaust didn't happen either.
Right. Or Sandy Hook or anything like that. It's a lot of the conspiracy
exactly.
theorists. There are so many out there. It blows my mind the lack of compassion and care for others mm-hmm. when it comes to stuff like that, just all across the board. Let me switch gears here with you real quick. I was just reading about garage sales, because people are always calling in. They're like, hey, do you know when the next garage sales are going to start? And I said, well, no, because I don't think we can have them right now. And here that I'm reading that we are going to hold off. How long do you think that's going to be? And is there a way that people can still do something like sell something out of their house without?
Well, we did do a press release yesterday
right.
about garage and yard sales. So the governor's declarations did not specifically address garage and yard sales. Of course, it was March at the time.
Right.
So, you know, things have evolved, but they have not been added in. But Christy Roby Williams at Muscatine County Public Health and us with the city, we just put out a press release yesterday that we wanted to urge the community to not do garage and yard sales until the governor would lift the restrictions on Muscatine County. And as we just talked about, those are still there at least until May 15th.
Right.
So we were just asking in that press release of let's hold off on them at least until our county gets the declarations lifted.
Right.
But until then, there are a variety of online social media sites through through Facebook that people can go on and do. And I've seen of some of these virtual yard sales where you can take pictures of each of your items.
Yes.
And then people can go on and say, yes, I want that. And then you can leave it on your front porch. They can come and leave the envelope with the money and pick up the item. So it can still be done.
Yes.
If you just be creative.
Right.
You know, and we, you know, today and this whole week, we're celebrating a lot of the folks that are taking care of us.
Yes.
So certainly our frontline workers, our service workers, our federal, county, state, and local government workers, our service workers, our nurses. And this is Teacher Appreciation
Yes.
Week. This is Nurse Appreciation Day. So as we're thinking of all of them, they are the ones who have been creative in coming up with all the different ways to still serve the people that they need to have regular contact with. The teachers are so creative. And so we can look to them and follow their lead as what when we're talking about doing a yard sale.
Yeah.
Let's do a virtual way. Let's do, all different kinds of choices that we could still do and still make this work. And as we said, it's just until the governor lifts those restrictions on the 22 counties that include Muscatine. And it's a recommendation.
Well, that's the thing, too. So with the governor, when she says, all right, well, these things are clearing up. Let's say after May 15th, we're going to try and reopen. Let's say the numbers miraculously go down in Muscatine. How long would you recommend, even after the governor's recommendations, how do you feel about continuing to wear masks throughout the summer just to be safe? Because some people I've read are like, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing this because we might have a resurgence in the fall. So,
oh, sure. I think anybody who wants to be extra cautious, certainly anybody with underlying health conditions or the elderly or people that have folks in those categories that they come in regular contact with, what does it hurt
yes.
to continue doing those things? I talked to someone the other day. We may not for years go back to shaking hands, and that's a big part of what I do.
Right.
Even as being mayor, meeting with people and having those close interactions and wanting them to feel welcome. But that's all going to look different for us, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can change the way we have always done things and still have it be good. We
yes.
can figure out new ways. As I said, we can take the lead from our essential workers and how they have been able to adapt, and we can do that too. And as long as we could do it forever.
Yes.
It's just how long you feel comfortable with it yourself.
Right, right. Well, do you have any parting words for the listeners today? I know that, you've been, to me, you have been staying in contact with everybody in our communities. I think you've been a very positive light to everyone in the community. Would you like to leave with some words of wisdom at this time or any sort of advice for people going forward?
Well, thank you so much. That has been, from the beginning, that's what I wanted to do is be transparent
yes.
and be available to the people in the community, because these are scary times when you're on a new path of something that you haven't done before, it can be scary. And certainly our youth are afraid, and things are new and different. We have a grandson graduated from high school that this is all different for him. Uh-huh. And so please be thoughtful and kind of each other, for each other. That, you know, that would be what I would impress the most for parting words, is we're not just looking after ourselves. We're trying to look after each other. Mm-hmm. So let's be kind and thoughtful in everything that we do. And all the rest of this will just follow along. And we'll get it behind us as long as we keep that out in front, to be looking out for each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the perfect way to say it, I think. Mayor Bredesen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.
We will. We look forward to talking to you again soon as well.
Certainly. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. That's been Mayor Diana Bredesen on Moving Forward on KWPC, the voice of Muscatine.
You've been listening to Moving Forward on the voice of Muscatine, KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1. Thanks to our sponsor, MPW Digital TV and MockLink Internet, the local providers at mpw.org. And remember, Moving Forward, each weekday at 8:15 to learn how Muscatine is on the move.